Reading for May 20th, entitled, By Their Fruits. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Eternal redemption never looked so exceedingly precious as at the present time, and I never felt more deeply in earnest to overcome on every point as now. There must be no defects in our character, not one. Every spot and wrinkle must be effaced by the blood of the Lamb. Our own peculiar traits of character will disappear when the transforming power of the grace of God is felt upon our hearts. The fruits we bear in patience, kindness, forbearance, and self-denial will testify of us that we have learned of Jesus. The fruit of the tree testifies if it is a good or corrupt tree. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. By their fruits ye shall know them. Let us so speak and so labor that our fruit may be unto righteousness, and we letting our light shine forth in good works. Profession is nothing. A godly life alone will God approve. I am determined to gain the victory of self. I am determined my life shall be hid with Christ in God. I will beseech the throne of grace for power, for light, that I may reflect it upon others, that souls may be saved. The great desire in this age of the world is for more power. I want more grace, more love, a more deep and earnest living experience. The Christian who hides in Jesus will have power without measure awaiting his draft upon it. Living faith unlocks heaven's storehouse and brings the power, the endurance, the love so essential for the Christian soldier. Husband, let us not fail of the eternal reward. We have suffered too much on the field of battle to be conquered by any foe now. We must be wholly victorious. We want our last days to be the most triumphant. It may be so. God would have it so. If we pray much and diligently use the means within our reach, we shall not falter. We shall not fail. We want no worldly honor. I care not for it. I want the well done from the lips of my Redeemer to fall like music upon my ears. For this I will labor. I will do right because I love the right. I will obey God at any cost to myself, and the crown will be given by and by. Taken from letter 28, dated May 20th, 1880, a private letter to James White.